White, Oakland, California, April 14th, 1876. Dear husband, the Sabbath is drawing on. I will write you a few lines so as not to miss one day. If there is no line from me to you, be assured the fault is not mine. I have not much news to write. We are well, as usual, but when Sabbath comes it seems quite lonely. I thought some of going over to the city tomorrow, but finally decided I would not go and speak anywhere, but give my time and strength to my writings. I think Brother Fay's ardor is cooled considerable in regard to his mines. The stones from the mines have been tested, and the decision made that there is valuable metal in the mines, but the process of getting the valuables from the stone would be next to impossible. It will have to remain where it is. I have not heard the last decision in reference to the matter, but we hear no more excitement of the matter. Edson's little book is now out. I will send you one. Edson is about to make a sale of his home for $1,750. I wish he could keep it, for it is a very snug little home. But perhaps it is best it should go. Brother Kellogg was here today. Just saw him a moment. He urged me come to Santa Clara, but I do not comply with any of their requests. But I think I shall have to have some change for a few days. My head seems numb, although my writing does not average more than half a day. I was so glad to hear you were feeling so free. I hope nothing will arise to disturb your peace and bring upon you perplexity. I intended to send this tonight, but I decided to wait until the mail came in to see if anything came from you. But no letter came from you to me. I have had a very depressed state of feelings today, unaccountably sad. I could not explain why I felt so exceedingly sad. We bowed before God at the commencement of the Sabbath. I commenced to pray, and my heart went out after God. I wept and prayed, and I felt the consolation of the Spirit of God. Jesus seemed so precious, so very precious to me. I laid all my burdens upon my Savior, and I was relieved. The clouds were swept away, and the Sun of Righteousness beamed upon me. I would give more for one such evidence of the love of God than all the treasures of the world. It seems to me my writings are important, and I so feeble, so unable to do the work with justice. I have pled with God to be imbued with His Holy Spirit, to be connected with heaven, that this work may be done right. I can never do this work without the special blessing of God. I feel encouraged. There was a sweet, subdued spirit in our circle, especially with Frank. He prayed earnestly and with weeping for the blessing of God. Oh, how my heart yearns for the salvation of God! I shall cling to the Mighty One. He will help me. I feel the assurance that I shall have help. I shall not be left to myself. I hope I shall never forget my weakness and where to go for my strength. I imagine you all bowed before God at the commencement of the Sabbath, having a good season of prayer. Love to yourself and friends. Ellen.